Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Again, tuned into, are you, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, we have, once again, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. will be bringing forth God's word very shortly on tonight. He's filling in for my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, from Greensboro, North Carolina. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson is filling in for him on tonight. We thank God for Overseer Joseph E. Jackson making himself available. Once again, as I stated on Thursday night, God has opened the door for Overseer Jackson to be on this worldwide platform every third Thursday night. And now he will be coming forth every fourth Saturday night as well. So please mark your calendars. We get ready to go to God's throne of grace and mercy once again in prayer. I'm asking all listeners if you will continue to keep my cousin, Mary Ann King, the sister of Pastor Norman King, keep her in prayer. Also keep an SE to of Greensboro, North Carolina, in North Carolina, keep her in prayer as well. We also want to keep in prayer Carol Doss, a member, faithful member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. We want to keep her in prayer. We are definitely praying for Pastor Tim Rogers as he has a homegrown service for his wife and the mother of his children, Sarita, on earlier this week. We want to continue to keep Pastor Tim Rogers and that family, even her mother, keep that family in your prayers as she has made her heavenly transition and he had her homegoing service earlier this week. We want to continue to pray for Pastor Tim Rogers, that entire family, and anyone that you may know of that have lost a loved one, or even those that you don't know of. But we want to continue to pray for all those that are sick and afflicted, all those that have lost loved ones that are grieving and going through bereavement at this time. We want to continue to keep them lifted up in prayer. Also, we want to continue to pray for the soldiers and the people over in our Ukraine, even the Russian soldiers that are being killed, all because of this unprovoked war by President Putin. We want to keep those families lifted up in prayer as well. We get ready to go to God's throne of grace and mercy, as I said earlier, because we serve an awesome God. We don't have to send him anywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once again, realizing that you are God all by yourself, and you still deserve our total praise, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are God all by yourself, and you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. So now, Lord, we come asking in the name of Jesus that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson and his entire family, and every saved believer that are being faithful doers of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we once again thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us, although we don't deserve it. None of us deserve it. But we thank you for your grace and mercy and your sufficient grace. Thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it would never lose power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still our promise keeper. You always will be. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word in the name of Jesus. And you, Father, we continue to lift up the sick and afflicted all over the land. Continue to bless them. Oh, God, we know that you know who they are and where they are, even those that are grieving because of the loss of a loved one. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are everywhere at the same time. So have your way, Heavenly Father, that you get the glory in each situation in the name of Jesus. We pray for this worldwide ministry platform that it will continue to grow as you see fit. We thank you for all those that come forth over this worldwide platform sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, your word, those that share testimonies, the different authors that have written books that give you glory, honor, and praise that will inspire and encourage the listeners. We thank you for everyone that comes over this worldwide platform that's being doers of your word, that you would get the glory through each one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray that your word will go forth with power as it always does over this worldwide platform. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have now opened the doors for prisoners all across the United States will be able to hear this platform and hear the word of God, that they would also have an opportunity to be saved, even though they're incarcerated behind prison bars. So we just thank you for opening that door, that they can be blessed by your word through this worldwide platform in the name of Jesus. So have your way, Heavenly Father. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us for your glory is our prayer. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, on tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying in the form of a question, are you available for God's use like he is available for us? Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question. It's personal. Are you available for God's use like he is available for us? I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Once again, I'm excited to announce that on the first Thursday night in June, we have Apostle Darshay from Atlanta, Georgia. This awesome young woman of God, she is the overseer of women across the world that inspires young women to come to know their God purpose and fulfill, help them to be able to fulfill their God purpose in the earth. They minister to women in 183 different countries. Yes, I said 183 different countries, not cities or states. This awesome woman of God will be coming forth on the first Thursday night in June. She will be sharing a testimony. As you all know that listen to this platform, you always know that I always have my first-time guest always share a testimony first. But she will be sharing a testimony, and then she will be delivering God's word on the first Thursday night in June. So you definitely want to tune in to be blessed by what God is going to say through her. So please pass the word to your friends and your neighbors, your coworkers, your church members, and whoever else that will be interested and that will be able to come and tune in and be blessed by this awesome woman of God. So we get ready to go to our music break right now, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to, again, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. I thank God for his availability and that he's filling in for my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. We thank God for overseer Joseph E. Jackson. And I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along when he come forth with the word on tonight. We will be opening up the phone lines once again on tonight after he concluded tonight's message. For anyone that may have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so following the message on tonight. That being said, we're going to go right into the word on tonight. I mean, not to the word right now. We're going to get ready to go to our music break. And we thank God that the blood of Jesus still works. And that being said, and we thank God for his word that lets us know that once we're saved in Jesus' name, nothing and no one can pluck us out of God's hands. So that's why I'm praying on tonight. Lord, cover me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Oh, cover me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, cover me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cover me. Oh, my mama. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Yes. Aren't you grateful to know that you're covered by the blood of Jesus and the blood of Jesus still works? Well, before we bring forth Overseer Joseph E. Jackson to share with us another word from the Lord on tonight, I just want to give a shout out real fast and quick to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, located also in Harper Woods, Michigan. Also, we want to say we had a great time in the Lord on last night at the Gospel Music Workshop of America, which the late, great Reverend James Cleveland started over 50 years ago. We had a chance to sing in songs with Detroit choirs and choir from Chicago, Illinois. We was at the Greater New Mount Moriah Baptist Church here in Detroit on last night. And what a time we had over there on last night. The Holy Spirit really took over. And we just had a blessed service on last night. So I'm looking forward to the Gospel Music of America workshop will be taking place in Greensboro, North Carolina in July. They will be meeting up in Greensboro, North Carolina in July. Same thing, the Gospel Music Workshop of America will be in Greensboro, North Carolina this coming July. I just want to make that a quick announcement real quick. So right now we're getting ready to receive the word once again from Overseer Joseph E. Jackson. I pray once again that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. Overseer Jackson, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. We certainly honor the Lord tonight for the privilege of being with you one more time. We just hope that even though we're filling in, that you don't get tired of us. We're going to do the best we can to bring what thus saith the Lord. Didn't have a whole lot of time this afternoon to do a lot of research or whatever, but the Lord told me to do what I gave you to do. In the ministry, we call it a fivefold ministry. And in a fivefold ministry, God has given us apostles, he's given us prophets, he's given us pastors and evangelists, and he's given us teachers. And in that particular office, I hold the rank of a teacher. God has given me the ability to teach his word, and I'm very careful about that because I did read in James, the third chapter, he said that those of us who teach have got to be careful because he's going to judge us more harshly than he'll judge others because we're the ones that impart the knowledge. We either mess it up or we do it the right way. And so I certainly want to be one of those that does the word the way he wants it to be done. Father, we thank you, we praise, and we magnify, and we glorify your name. We bless you for another day's journey. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. We thank you for all that you've done. James played the song, Cover Me, Lord. That's the song we play every Sunday morning when we have service just before the prayer is prayed, because for years we played that song because we need to be covered. You said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And in this day and time, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the lives of the saints of God, wherever they are right now, whenever they go in and come out. We're asking you now, cover them in the name of Jesus. The enemy is moving. There's danger everywhere. But, God, we're asking you in Jesus' name to protect your own. Mabasa, God, let the angel of God, as you said, stand round about them that love you, protect and keep them now in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick in their body, we need you to touch them right now. God, we need you to do something special right now. You said, Father, in the last days, we'd be able to work miracles. We could do different things just as you did. You said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. And because of that factor, God, we're standing. And we're asking you to help those that are sick in their bodies. Let them know that they may be sick, but they're not shut out. They may be in jail tonight, incarcerated. But I know a God that can move in that circumstance as well. I know a God that can get them out of the situation. I know a God that can turn things around. God, I'm asking you now, hey, God, do something for somebody tonight. Touch now in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to hear a word that's going to deliver them from the hell they're going through. Somebody needs to know that, Father, you're on this side waiting to help them out. Somebody needs to know, God, that you're able and willing to do for them what needs to be done. Now touch me. I need you now. I need you like never before. Touch me. Less of me and more of you. That's what John said. I must decrease so that you can increase. I'm asking you to do it now in the name of Jesus. Cover us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Glory. Forgive me a minute. I got to get myself together. I tell you, when you ask God for something, be careful because he'll give it to you. If it's the right thing, he will give it to you. I remember a song that Andre Crouch sang years ago, and he said, Lord, take me back to the place where I first believed you. Take me back, God. Take me back. He said, I strayed so far away, but I hear you calling me. Take me back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take me back. And I asked God one night. I just got into a situation where I said, God, take me back. I want you to do like David said. Whatever you do, don't take your spirit from me. But God, anoint me all over again. Help me to go back to my first love. Jesus says some of us have left our first love.
Mm.
You don't do what you used to do. You don't pray like you used to pray. You don't do half the things like you used to do. When you first found him, you found yourself all hooked up, tangled up, and involved in what the word said to do. But somewhere along the line, some of us have messed up. But I asked God, I said, Lord, take me back to the place where I first believed you. And God has done it. Do you hear what I'm saying? He's done it for me. I can't think of his goodness and his mercy without getting excited. I can't think of how he's brought me out without clapping a hand. Sometimes I just got to be by myself because the tears will stream down your face because it could have been another way. But bless the name of God. He kept us. I want to encourage somebody tonight. I want to encourage somebody tonight. And we're going to exegete. That word exegete means we're going to explain the word as we go verse by verse, and hopefully it'll be a blessing to somebody. And at first I was going to go back to the 91st Psalm, but the Lord said, no, don't go there. You've been there. We're going somewhere else. Somebody else needs to hear something different. And so I got ready to do the 34th Psalm, and we will do part of that. But then as I was beginning to look it over, God said, now go back to the first Psalm, because in it you're going to find some things that people are going to need to be reminded of. And so he gave me the time to teach me, teach them. That's what we've got to do because our children have fallen away from the church. Our children don't want to go to church because too many parents said, well, I'm not going to force my kids to go like I had to go, and I'm going to let them choose for themselves if they want to be with God. Well, that's not what our daddies and mothers did. We didn't have no choice. You went. They drug us to church. I was part of the drug generation. They drugged you to church. They dragged you there, whether you wanted to go or not. And I'm so grateful that they did because by hearing the word of God, I am who I am today. And I thank God for what he has done. The word of God said, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm reading out of the New King James Version. Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And because he does this, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit. Its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. I like that psalm because somebody needs to know tonight, you've got some questions that have plagued you. there's some circumstances and some things that you're dealing with, and you need a sense of purpose and a sense of direction. But God is saying, seek my advice before you seek that of others. He turned around and he said, in all of thy ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. I'll put you in a position where you'll meet the right person who can talk to you, who can help you and bring you out of the dilemma that you're dealing with. I know what you're facing. I know the problems that you're having. All I'm saying to you is turn it over to me and let me deal with it. You tried everything and everything has failed, but now I'm asking you to try me. He said, blessed. That word blessed means happy. Happy is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. You will be happy in your soul if you don't seek advice from folk who don't know what they're talking about. If you're having problems in your marriage, why are you going to talk to your girlfriend that's been divorced 4 times? Can she help you? She's been divorced 4 times. That alone should have told you something. Said, walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Folks that you know have no God in their lives, why are you going to ask them? How do I deal with this situation? And let's come back into a circumstance. Sometimes we go through because God wants to give you, I told you before, a testimony. You cannot tell other folk about how good God is unless you know how good he is personally. You can't tell people that God is a waymaker unless he's made a way for you. You can't tell people that God will bring you out of a circumstance if he's never brought you out of anything. That's why you went through. You went through for a reason. Because God is going to make you one of the counselors that some hurting person needs to hear. And they'll be able to hear you because you went through. You can sympathize, not empathize. There's a difference between the two words. When you sympathize, you've been through it. You can understand what the person is going through. That's why I tell people when somebody dies, don't tell you have my sympathy. If you have not lost any person, you can't give them sympathy. But you can turn around and say you have my empathy. I'm trying to understand what you're going through, but I've never been there. You've gone through for a purpose, so that you can be one of the counselors that God is going to need to give that individual that's in trouble a place to turn to. And he said that we're blessed because we don't sit in the seat of the scornful. We sit in the seat of rejoicing. We don't look at everything in a negative manner. But this is the part I like, and this is the part that many people have to come to grips with. He says, but his delight, you'll get happy in the law, or the word of the law, or the word of the Lord. And in his law, or in his word, the Bible says, doth he meditate day and night? Every time you get an opportunity to open up the book, you ought to open it up and ask God to illuminate what you're reading. Help you to understand the things that you're reading in the book. If you have many of you got computers now. You don't have to buy the books. You can just go into the book and look at different things. And what I'm saying is that if you have the app called Bible Gateway, you can go into what they have, a concordance. You don't have to pay for it. It's right there. Look up what you're reading and listen to what the man is saying that the book is saying. It gives you an understanding. But you've got to be able to meditate. You've got to mull this thing over in your mind day and night. Every opportunity you get, you need to get that letter from heaven and see what God is saying to you. How are you going to overcome issues if you don't know his word? You can't work what you don't know. when trouble comes, the scripture told you, God will raise a standard. Well, what's the standard? What did you read? He mulls it over day and night. Day and night. Every opportunity you get, you ought to take the time to sit back and just read his word in anticipation that he's going to say something to you. I've got commentaries and other things that I read, and when I begin to read through them, you'll be amazed that sometimes I'll read a word or two and God will take that word and just run away with it. And when he runs away with it, I say, whoa, slow down so I can write this down. I don't have a computer mind. I got to write it down. Let me slow down a minute. Let me get this thing. And I find myself just getting happy all by myself, because I know what God has said to me. The Bible said he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his own season. What you got to do is, again, I tell you, when you begin to read the word, you got to know some of these things. Sometimes you may have to go into other books and look at what God is talking about. I watch the Discovery Channel. I watch National Geographic. And this is why I understand that, because they told me that sometimes when you plant a tree, the roots have to go deep. And sometimes when the roots go deep, what the roots are doing is looking for water. And they are sucking up the water. And as they suck up the water, the strength and the nutrients that they need to make that tree grow comes because they're rooted and grounded in the soil. And if you want to grow in God, you've got to be rooted and grounded in his word. That's how God waters your soul, through the word of God. We used to sing a song that said, in the word of God I have a hiding place, because I know what's in the word. I know that when Satan comes, I can do like Jesus. I can use the word against him. I can lift up the standard. I can stand the test. If he knocks me down, I can get back up, because I know the word of God. I can work the word of God. Years ago, and it is years ago now, I came home one evening and I felt a little low and I didn't know what it was. And when I came into the house, I said, God, I don't feel well, but I don't know what the problem is. And when I went to sit down on the couch, I started seeing psychedelic spots, and I don't do drugs. And I said, Lord, something is wrong. And God said, it's not your pressure. And I thought it was my blood pressure, but God said, it's not your pressure. It's death. Because God told me to do something, and I didn't do it. And he wanted to teach me a lesson. He said, it's not your precious son, it's death. And then he said, Hezekiah. And when he said Hezekiah, I knew I had a chance, because I knew the story of Hezekiah. I fell on the floor, turned my face to the wall, and copped a plea, God, give me back my life. And I'm talking to you now because God raised me up from what should have been a death state. God will let you live with what other people die from. My doctors told me you should have been dead. But for some strange reason, he said, I have to believe in miracles because you are one. Your heart, one of the arteries was blocked, but somehow or another, blood still flowed through the heart, and your heart was not damaged. And you wonder why I go to dancing in church. You wonder why I lift my hands in praise. You wonder why I get excited. You wonder why tears stream down my eyes. Because I realize who I serve and how great he is. Blessed is the man that trusts in his God. And the Bible says, and because you're like a tree planted by the rivers of water, you want to know how to be successful? He said, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. You'll prosper. If you do what God told you to do, you'll prosper. You ain't got to win the lottery. You ain't got to win it. All you got to do is what he told you to do, pay your tithes and give your offerings, and watch him open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you didn't have room enough to receive. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to look at the 34th Psalm now. I'm going to show you something from there because I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be able to work the word. I want the word to come alive in you. And you notice how I'm reading it. I'm reading it with passion. And that's the way you ought to read the word as well. 34th Psalm is a song of praise that David wrote. David got himself in a little bit of trouble one time, offer his services to a particular king, and things didn't go down the right way, so David started acting crazy. And he acted so crazy that the king turned around and said, get him out of here. Because anybody that's as crazy as this, I don't want in my service. And David was able to get away, and he wrote this song. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. David, what you saying? He said, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. I know I'm going to have some difficulties. I know there are going to be some dark days ahead. But we used to sing a song that said, I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some bad days. And sometimes the joy that I have has been few, he said, but God's been good to me. And I won't complain. I won't complain because he's been good to me. That's why I will bless the Lord. That word bless here means to speak well of. See, the word bless has two meanings. It means happy in some circumstances. So whatever you're reading it, you got to determine which one does it talk, which one is it using. In the first psalm, it said, blessed is the man. That means happy is the man that walks in the, that serves God. But in this one, it says, I will bless the Lord. It means I will speak well of the Lord at all times. I ain't got nothing but good to say about him because he's been good to me. Man, you're going through all kinds of issues. You're going through all kinds of trouble. It looks like trouble just follows you. Trouble got your name placed all over it. Everything you do seems to turn to mud. And you talking about you're going to bless God? Yes, I'm going to bless him. I'm going to speak well of him because God has been good to me. James said, I had my ups and downs. And my days have been few, he said, but God has been good to me. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. He's been good to me. James used to have another song that said, so good, so good. Is there anybody here that knows that the Lord is so good? He woke me up this morning, carried me along my way. He's so good, so good. I don't know why James is on my mind tonight, but he turned around and sees another song. He said, God has smiled on me. Oh, God, he has set me free. I will bless the Lord. I've got something to thank him for, and you ought to find the same thing in your life to be able to say, God, I thank you. I'm incarcerated, but I'm thank you. I'm not on the streets. If I had been on the streets, they might have shot me. They might have stabbed me. They might have given me some type of illicit drug that would have taken me out. I might have overdosed, God, but you put me in a prison situation. I don't like being here, but I'm here for a reason, and I thank you because I'm still alive. There's still hope for me. I will bless the Lord. It ain't easy. Tears in your eyes, it ain't easy. But you got to learn how to tell him thank you anyhow. Sometimes you got to give him what I call an anyhow praise. Lord, I'm going through, and I don't know how to get out of this circumstance. I got problems up and down, but I'm going to bless you anyhow. And so I'm going to give you an anyhow praise. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're about to do. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. I've got to tell other folk about what God has done for me. That's why I said tell them. want to give you an opportunity to tell somebody just how good God has been to you. And by your taking the time to tell them, you are encouraging somebody else who's in a state of flux. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That's why the Bible said, listen, in the New Testament it told you, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Some of y'all talk about, I don't need church. I don't need to be around the saints. I just need to be by myself. I got a praise on the inside. No, God said, don't you forsake the assembling of yourselves. Don't you forsake the gathering of yourself. You're called together for a purpose. Let's exalt his name together. Let's praise his name together in corporate praise. When the praises go up, God will send the blessings down. Let's praise him together. When I come to the church and I hear a testimony, if y'all still have it, I know I do, but if y'all still have testimony services, folks used to get up and talk about the goodness of God, and they talk about what God did in their lives. And when we heard what God did for you, it would encourage us to hold on till he did for us what he did for you. We didn't get jealous of you. We praised God for what you had gotten because we knew that he said he was no respecter of persons. If he did it for one, he'd do it for another. That's why I like the old songs. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With his arms wide open, he'll pardon you. There is no secret what God can do. Do you see what you can get out of these verses as you just look at them and you just think about what God has done for you? Bless the name of God. Let me go back. Let me move on. I don't have a lot more time. This one part is really mine. This one part is really, really mine. And I love it. I love it. David said, I sought the Lord. I looked for him. I called out to him. In a time of distress, I called out to him. And he delivered me, the Bible said, from all of my fears. You see, one of the things I like about David is David had many adventures. He had many life situations that some were traumatic. A lot of people don't preach this, but David had a situation one time where he was in the battle. He was in the thick of the battle, and he had been fighting. They had been fighting for hours. In those days, they had swords, and they had knives, and they had spears. They had bows and arrows and whatever. They had hand-to-hand combat, and those folk were fighting. He had been fighting all day long, and he was tired. And then one person came up against him who was better than David, and he was beating David. David was about to be killed, but all of a sudden, God sent another person from the army to intercept that battle, and the man killed David's foe, and David escaped. And the next thing you know, they told David, you can't go on the battlefield no more because we don't want you to put yourself in a position of danger. That's why David could say, I sought the Lord, and he heard me. You ever been in trouble? God, help me. I need you now. Lord, I need a door open. I need a way made. Trouble in my home. They're threatening to fire me on my job. Lord, I need your help. I'm sick in my body. I can't do what I used to do. I can't go and do the things that I used to do the way I did them. Lord, I need your help. Strengthen me now, if you will. Encourage me. Let me know I can make it. David said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me. And he just didn't hear me, but he delivered me. He brought me out. He brought me out. Old song said, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. That's why I can sing his praises, because of what he has done, what he has done for me. Poor man cried to the Lord. Lord, deliver. I'm going to stop after this scripture here. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Brother Brown played the song. Cover me, Lord. You need to learn how to pray that prayer when you get up in the morning. You need to learn how to pray that prayer over your children before they leave their home. You need to pray that prayer before you start the day, because you don't know what is coming down the pike. But bless the name of God, God who is all-knowing and is omniscient, all-knowing, knows what's coming down the way. He's in yesterday, he's in today, and he's in tomorrow. He sees everything, and he knows everything, and he moves behind the scenes to make sure that he covers you. Lord, cover me. He turned around and said, the angel of the Lord encamps all around you, because you fear God, because you trust God. You don't have to be, you have to be concerned when you walk out in the street. Yes, sir. You watch and look. Stop listening to your devices and keep your eyes on where you're going. That's why the Bible said, watch as well as pray. Watch. Watch. What did God ask the devil? Where are you coming from? And he turned around and said, to and fro in the world, seeking whom I can devour, because my job is to kill, steal, and to destroy. Watch. You got to be on the lookout. But the angel of God is there to protect you. And lastly, I'm going to leave it here. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed or happy is the man who trusts in him. When you put your trust in God, you can rest in the assurance of knowing that God is going to be there for you when you need him the most. I don't know why he's giving me all these songs that I haven't really thought about for years. But there was a song, but just when I need him most, just when I need him most, he's always there. Just when I need him most, when I didn't think I could make it, when I didn't think I had the strength to go another mile, just when I need him most, he came by. And he blessed me. He blessed me when I needed him the most. I was about to throw my hands up. I was about to walk away. But just when I needed him most, in the nick of time, he showed up and he showed out. In conclusion, years ago, I was in a prayer service. And one of the old mothers taught us that sometimes you just can't say everything openly in a corporate prayer. You can't say because people many times aren't concentrating on their own selves, but they'll tune into yours. Conversation to see what's happening in your life. But this old mother did something that I'll never forget. She said, fix it, Jesus, fix it. She said, I'm not going to tell you how to fix it, because I may come back and have to tell you to fix it again, because my way of fixing it wasn't the right way. She said, but fix it, Jesus, fix it. If you fix it, I know it'll be fixed right. And so somebody tonight needs to know that all you have to do is, like David said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it. All right, pastors, back in your hands. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. James,
well,
it's all yours.
I tell you what, that was a powerful word on tonight, as always, and I'm just... It all is how God gives you the right words, not only you, but everyone that comes across this platform delivering God's word. It amazes me how he gives whoever's delivering the word just what the people need. And that's what he said. You know, he's going to send his word out, and it's not going to come out, it's not going to return back to him void. It's going to accomplish everything we set out for it to do, because he knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we need. So we thank you, Overseer Jackson, on tonight once again for being faithful to give to people, I'm including myself, to give us what God gave you, because that's exactly what we needed to hear. So at this time, I am now opening up the phone lines for those that have dialed in, even though we know that a lot of people do dial in and they don't say anything. But we still thank God for you as well. So right now,
but y'all were so quiet. I thought I'd lost you for a minute. I had to look at my phone to see am I still on?
Oh yes, sir. You were still on. Trust me, you still on. The phone lines are open. Anyone have a word of encouragement for Overseer Jackson? Have you received the word of tonight? Let us know.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord, I enjoyed the word tonight. Like you said, take me back.
Take me back. Yes, ma'am.
And I mean you went back. You went back, Lord. Yes, you did. All them old songs by James Cleveland.
Yes, indeed, mother.
You took us back, baby.
Now that was God, because I had no idea where I was going tonight, but that was God. That's what the Holy Ghost does. It brings things back to your remembrance.
I know that, baby. That's how he's been.
Well, Lord, I appreciate that.
Amen.
I appreciate that word tonight.
Amen.
I'm
great. Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. Anyone else?
Yeah, what an awesome, powerful word from on high, and I want to encourage the both of you all. I want you all to continue to look to the hills from which cometh you all's help. God is doing something different in this, I'm not going to say season, but in this year, in this hour right now, he's doing something different for the both of you all. So keep doing what you're doing, climbing up God's highway, and watch him blow both of y'all minds. I love you both, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I love
all
it.
Right.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I received that. Thank you.
I receive it, too. I receive it, too. Amen. I'm going to receive that.
And she'll make me go to dancing up in there now.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I know that. That's what you call letting the Lord have his way.
Yes, exactly. That kind of talk will make you go to dancing, and I don't mind dancing by myself. Please.
Listen, I would tell you all the time, I'm not afraid or I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, because when I came up, we didn't need no music, but sometimes when the preacher preached, we just went to dancing off the word.
I know that's right. Amen. I know about those days. Yes, Lord. I can testify. Oh, yeah. I'm a witness to that, too. Yes, sir. Anybody else? The lines are still open for anyone else. If you received the word tonight, let us know.
When you have spectrum mobile Wi-Fi combined for a
single line. Is your
channel
on the line tonight?
Is she
on the line?
She was on there, James.
Yes,
I am.
I enjoyed that message. I really enjoyed it. It was really, really food for my soul.
All right,
I was just continue to just keep on praying for me, and I'm going to keep on praying for y'all. God's going to make a way. He's already made a way for us.
All right.
And I thank you for it every day of my life.
All right.
Keep in prayer.
Amen. We will do that. Yes, ma'am. We're definitely keeping you in prayer. Esther Chen in Greensboro, North Carolina, and Mary Ann King in North Carolina, Tara Doss from Peachyville Baptist Church. Our good sister, Gwen Walker, would have been on the line. Apparently something is going on. She's not on the line tonight because she would always make a comment. But trust me, when she gets free time, she's going to go back and pull up tonight's show and be blessed by it. And she's going to call me and let me know about it. So I thank God for you all that faithfully dials in and gives words of encouragement to me. And even those that dials in and don't say anything, we thank God for you as well. And we don't want to take you lightly, and we don't want you to think that we are taking you lightly because you don't say anything. We thank you for tuning in and being blessed and encouraged by God's word as well. So that being said, once again on tonight, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson, thank you so much. I thank God for what he's doing in your life. I thank God for how you have truly been a blessing to me in this worldwide ministry platform and in my listeners. You are truly a blessing to the body of Christ. So I just want to personally encourage you as well to continue to keep doing what God has called you to do, anointed and appointed you to do for such a time as this, in these last and evil days. So that being said, we're going to get ready to close out in prayer, and I'm going to do a short musical song, close-out song, but I want you all to stay encouraged. Stay encouraged in God's word. Encourage one another in God's word. And sometimes, if you don't want to and don't know how to encourage anyone else, guess what? You can encourage yourself in the Lord.
Yes.
You can't do that if you don't know the Lord. And you can't do that if you don't know God's word. So it's personal. Sometimes you got to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. Jesus, we your people, we're coming together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word that has come forth through your man of God on tonight, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson. Continue to bless him. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to protect him as he's going out and he's coming in. Continue to bless the ministry that you have placed him over, that it will continue to grow, even though it may not seem like it's growing to him right now, but we already know that you are going to make a way out of no way. So we thank you in advance for what you're going to do through him and through the ministry that you have given him charge over, that you're going to continue to be glorified through the works of his hands in the earth for your glory. So now, Lord, we thank you for every listener that faithfully walks, all those that listen in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Thank you for opening the doors to the prison that they can now hear this ministry. They can hear Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church morning service. They can hear Pastor Holloway as he teaches Bible class on Wednesday nights and other ministries that I share with them through Facebook. Thank you, and you too. Thank you for opening that door that I can be a blessing to those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. I don't take that lightly, and I don't give myself any credit for it. I just know that it's of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes that you are being glorified even through that in the name of Jesus. So continue to bless your people on tonight. Move by the Spirit on tomorrow. We thank you for Pentecostal services that are going to be taking place around the world on tomorrow and all next week. We thank you for it. Move by your Spirit through your men and women of God that you have anointed and appointed to preach your word and teach your word on tomorrow, that every door that's got to be open in Jesus' name through social media platforms where your word is going forth. Move by your Spirit that souls will be, that they will hear your word and be blessed and encouraged by it, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified by your word on tomorrow, that you, most of all, will be glorified and the enemy will be even more horrified. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, remember this, yeah. I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So because of what we're going through, and this is a spiritual war that we're experiencing and going through, we're going to close out with that opening song on tonight, with the same song on tonight. More, we're going to close out with that on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.